Relax for me. Made a little something for you. As between us. Since you've been so nice as to show me your titillating self-hams, I thought I'd do a favor for your tits. You're waiting. Milky. Got milk, pet? Well, you will. Tits. Feel free to let your hands play over your breasts. But first, make sure you're fully covered. I know you hate the cold. I do too, so it's okay. Let the warmth flow out from inside. And just hear my voice. You're somewhere safe and relaxing. And I hope that through our interactions you realized I have your best interests at heart. I'm here to explore your fantasies, to titillate, to get you so turned on you can't help but come. For the duration of this file, unlike usual hypnotic exploits, there are no restrictions on where you are allowed to place your hands. Allow them to roam freely. Touch your pert, taut nipples, your aching wetness below, whatever you must do. If toys are nearby, feel free to incorporate them. But just listen to my little story. So often in the grips of hypnosis, we are using words with multiple meanings, multiple intentions. When I talk about pleasure, I'm not just referring to the increasingly aching wetness that moves between your legs at the thought of sliding under and letting my voice shape how you think about your body, shape how you interact with your waiting breasts. I'm also talking about the pleasure of just existing there, of letting your body relax so deeply, so completely that you wonder if it might spread out into nothingness, leaving only your awareness, trapped floating, listening to my voice, observing the scenarios I paint on the canvas of your mind. I quite liked you painting yourself up in various ways. Allow me to do the same, but in a considerably more internal way, to leave you with memories that shake through you, that remind you in your most aroused moments of the yearning for control, for submission, but also for peaceful, companionable pleasure, for someone who would stare at your tits and just lick her lips, run her fingers over them, lean in, say the right word. Maybe a hypnotic trigger, maybe a magic spell, but your eyes go dim, your mouth hangs open, you lie on your back only to be gently turned to your side. Held there. Something affixed to each nipple. Oh, maybe it's just her fingers. A husky voice in your ear. Half command, half observation. Milk. And at that moment, your thoughts seem to turn to rich, heavy cream. Your breasts, they don't feel full or larger, but they do feel different. A pleasant pneumatic flowing, as if your mind were connected to them. Letting your thoughts, your every aroused thought which is growing by the moment, as perhaps she would clamber into bed with you just there, in companionable silence. Milk flowing from your breasts, briefly staining her fingers, part of you wanting to consider the everyday, wishing to consider the moment we are in, the escape. Wishing to consider that, but, oh no, my bed is going to get stained with, my couch is going to get stained with, the floor is going to, no. And maybe she whispers, no. Whatever the earthly, worldly concerns are, here and now they can slip away. And you can give in to that feeling that your thoughts are flowing out of your breasts, flowing over her hands, her lips finding yours. One of her hands moving down and you feeling the perverse and wonderful sensation of your own milk massaged into your clit and then washed clean by a sudden, gentle hand moving a cloth from there down to your thighs, spreading them, warm water flowing over you. seeming to wash away more of your memories, even as it washes your nipples clean, the roughness bringing, sparking back-arching sensations to you, your body following. Briefly, she removes her hands, letting them hover close enough to your skin that you can feel their warmth, her own breasts pressing into yours, pinpricks of milk dripping on your chest. But she pauses, and in that moment, groans her own pleasure, taking your hands, letting you feel her nipples. She pinches yours suddenly, but then it switches to a gentle massage with the warm cloth again. The milk, the tiny amount you let out, has nonetheless come from your reserve of thoughts, as if they were changing. As if they were getting simpler. As if you were getting simpler in your thoughts right now. And that's all right. Because in this simple, safe space, you can do so without problems, without issue or judgment or difficulty. Just existing here with my voice in your ear, and that massage running over your flesh, and your brain saying yes, yes, more. Your mind still heavy, thoughts still taking a long time to escape. And just as her mouth closes around one nipple, and her hand takes the other, her right hand sliding down to your snatch, squeezing, pinching your clit, stimulating, maybe taking the nearby vibe and holding it there. And just at that moment, you awake. We'll do more later. Good girl.